This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Dairy Queen, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, Season of Love, and Wendy's.
Gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I'm broadcasting from home today, so I'm not in the studio, but we're still going to have a great show, I'm hoping. We are going to get into a couple of things that are just basically issues of the day. The Securities Commission of the Bahamas sending out a press release last night, kind of very detailed and kind of spicy, hitting back at the FTX U.S. claims that something improper may have been done. We're going to talk about the comments that have resurfaced from Kwesi Thompson as the FNM acts very concerned about what the PLP may have done with FTX and what their connections are to FTX. We'll hear what he had to say. This is why I brought this up on Monday, speaking about Pintar, talking about these relationships and the issue of FTX and political donations. So we'll talk about what Kwesi Thompson had to say. We'll also talk about what Minister of Foreign Affairs and PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell had to say. I'm sorry, are we live still or did we break? Are we on? Someone tell me if we're on. Okay, I see it. We're on. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm tripping because I haven't done Zoom in a while, so I don't know what it all means. But we're gonna talk about Mitchell. We're gonna talk about Mitchell as well. Mitchell's the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and he is also the PLP chairman. And I think that he's just simply trying to downplay what's occurring with FTX, and we'll talk about it. But if he's serious, then it's a problem, and I'll explain why. But we will talk about that. But I will also talk about BPL and this still unresolved issue of who knew what, who did what. We could get into that for a little while. Also, I want to get into a comment that was made at the Office of the Prime Minister's press briefing today about roadworks. All right. But before we do all that, I want you to know that Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store is having a Black Friday store-wide sale up to 50% off, excluding net items, this Friday, November 25th only. Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store located Mackey Street, telephone number 393-0758, 393-0758. I also want to let you know, Dairy Queen fans, listen up for the sweetest deal in town. This Black Friday, November 25th, get 50% off all cakes 8 inches or larger, as well as 50% off any size mulatte or frappe while supplies last. Treat yourself or a loved one to any of our Dairy Queen locations. Shout out to Dairy Queen. My kids love the blizzards. Sometimes we'll dabble with an ice cream sandwich from Dairy Queen when I'm cheating. And they are delicious. So let's talk about a couple of things. So the first thing, and I only say this because I live here, And I think that this is also, we should. So at the office of the Prime Minister's press conference today, a couple of things happened, but I just want to note that Clint Watson, the office of the Prime Minister's press secretary, said that Village Road roadworks will be complete by the 12th of December. Okay? Village Road roadworks will be complete by the 12th of December. This is according to Clint. Now, Clint, you either doing one of two things. Either you just straight up like styling us, gaslighting us to our face, because we all know that's not going to happen. Or you mean December 12th, 2023. And you just don't want to outsay that. So you're using guile. So when it doesn't happen by December 12th, you can come to us and go, well, I didn't say this year. That's the only thing that could be happening. I live on Village Road. Let me explain it to you. It is a nightmare. Okay? Nightmare scenario here on Village Road. I've lost all confidence that you guys know what you're doing. They have had BTC, BPL, Kale Bahamas, water and sewage through here 100 times up and down Village Road. Dig up trench, cover trench over, dig up next trench, cover trench over, dig up trench in front of your corner while you wait. Dig up trench in front of your corner, start backhoeing in front of your corner. Block your corner off because you ain't got to go because the road work got to get done. Over and over and over again. And add to that, let me add to the nightmare, the stupid people. Yes, I'm calling you stupid. You're not used to people saying you're doing stupid things. I'm saying you're doing stupid things. The stupid people who are speeding, flying through here, breaking up their cars because I don't know why. I have some psychological issues, but not to the extent that I'm going to go speed through a corner where that has to a street that I don't live on. I'm just taking this road, even though everybody's told me not to take it. If you don't live on Village Road, please don't come through here. Even though people have told you not to take it, even though the sign says road closed, you're speeding through here. You're going to kill yourselves and other people. Because you just don't have any sense, apparently. There's single lanes. You're gonna have to navigate two lanes. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Place is a wreck. You guys, this is not a good job that you've done with Village Road. It's I'm sure it's over budget and it's behind schedule. Alfred Sears said the 31st of December. That's not gonna happen either. Right? If you guys are done with this by spring, I'd be impressed. The most efficient thing you've done to date is put up the wall by Bahamas National Trust. That actually happened by the time you knocked down the wall and put the wall back up, maybe 3 weeks, less than 30 days, I'd say. And you only put the wall up because of jollification. All right. Everything else is taken forever. Forever. The walls that they had to replace at Parkgate Road, forever. Once you start putting the wall up, it goes up fast, but it's down, you know. The lampposts, the electricity poles by Parkgate Road, forever. Weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And hey, I don't move electricity poles. I'm sure it's a complicated venture. But you're the people who said it would not take this long, and yet it takes even longer. It's outrageous. If you use Gladstone Road, I feel sorry for you. All right? Here's what I want you to do. When are y'all starting Gladstone Road? Next year? Okay, that's fine. No problem. As long as I can go see Avatar in, like, IMAX 3D before you start Gladstone. Other than that, I probably don't want to use it. I'd travel all the way around the other island. All the other way around the island before I take Gladstone. If this is what y'all are doing with Village Road,
do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Thinking of adding a little color to your house? Well, what are you waiting for? There's no better time to give your house a facelift than during the Colors Free promotion at CBS Bahamas. When you purchase Pride and Lambert paint from CBS, color is absolutely free. You heard it right. You don't get charged for mixing colors. Now you can paint the outside, the inside, and all the accent walls a different color and save big all at the same time. Who knows? You can use that extra cash to watch a movie, get some food, or even grab a coffee. Visit CBS Bahamas today in the Southwest Plaza, where color is free.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday with select store and van locations opening as early as 6 a.m. Purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. You don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
Back to the revolution here. BPL, of course, just cut our power to my entire street. And they cut the power because I was talking about it, but I don't care. It was worth it. Worth it. You're not doing a good job, guys. All right. I know your life's complicated and it's hard. You're not doing an optimal job. This doesn't speak well for the construction company, the Ministry of Works, or our public utilities. The people who've done maybe the best job, I want to say BTC and water and sewage. I haven't been completely enraged by BPL. You know, I rate you guys, but this is... This is it. Okay. All right. So Clint, God's listening to what you're saying. Don't be telling people December 12th. That's never going to happen. In no planet is that going to happen. None. All right. That is 16 days. 18 days from now, they're going to finish. Have you seen Village Road? Have you been out here? Anyway, whatever. So listen, I want you to listen to a little bit of quiz. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Actually, no. First, let me do this. Let me talk about Fred Mitchell, right? So Fred Mitchell's doing this thing. So Fred Mitchell is not one thing, he is not obtuse, okay? He can understand what's going on and the implications of all what's happening. What Fred Mitchell wants is for the people who are listening to him to stop taking seriously the import of what is going on with FTX. And here's his words, right? And I'm going to explain to you because maybe you're sitting there and you're a political person and you're looking for direction and you're looking like to follow your leader or whatever like that. And what are our marching orders? And what are we talking about? Now we're going to blame the media for looking at a major story, right? That makes perfect sense to no one but Mitchell. So let's look at it. He says that, where's the story here? So Mitchell says, Bahamas' future will not be hurt by FTX collapse. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It remains to be seen. We'll see. I can't predict the future. He says, the sky is not falling. There is no doom and gloom. Our future is not in any way threatened by the collapse of FTX, not for 1 minute. Okay. And that he's fascinated by what the local press thinks is important. He said local and international media are all taken with the collapse of the crypto giant. Listen to this part. He said the local press wanted to know if the PLP got money from FTX. I told them, no, we didn't. They didn't believe me, so they went to the leader and he told them no as well. He confirmed it, but what I really wanted to tell them is none of your damn business, okay? So remember we spoke on Monday, right? And you guys, oh, you just, you not, remember what I told you? The political parties think about campaign finance transparency and political donor transparency. Here's the chairman of arguably the biggest political party in the country, certainly the oldest, just celebrated an anniversary yesterday, says, what I wanted to tell them was none of your damn business. So you go ahead and write that. Every time you think about, oh, who gave who money in the political realm, and every time you hear one of them jump up clout chasing about, oh, who got money from who and who this and who that, remember this. It's they think it's none of your damn business. That's what they think about your wanting to know who's funding political parties so they may be influenced or not influenced. So he said the part he should have kept quiet out loud, right? But that's how they feel. That's how they all, that's how F&M feels too. Tell me I lie. If the F&M doesn't feel that way, why hasn't the F&M ever passed political finance laws? Finance laws? None. The next time you're a politician, jump up and start talking about who gave money to who and who gave money. Remember this. Remember this is how they feel. It's none of your damn business. None. All right. So Mitchell said that the only thing unusual about this FTX matter is the size of the collapse. So again, as I said, Mitchell is nothing if not, he's certainly not an obtuse person. All right. He's not ignorant to what's going on. He's Minister of Foreign Affairs. Okay. He says, be sure. There are business collapses and fraud every day and liquidations, both forced and voluntary, every day, some of the Bahamas. And he's right. He's right. He's right. Sure thing. But this is different. And if you're going to call me with this line that there's no big deal and the media is blown out of proportion, let me explain to you just in brief what is at stake here. Just so clapping and trapping, you can understand why there's some interest. So firstly, there is estimated up to 1 million people with their money trapped on this exchange. 1 million. So you talk about the size, yeah. It does matter. That's what she said. If you talk about the size of the collapse, yes, is a determining factor in the attention that it's gotten. So that in and of itself, the part, the only part that you say is unusual, that's worth paying international attention to if a million people are affected. Doesn't even make, what he's saying doesn't make sense. Okay? FTX owes the top 50 creditors over $3 billion. Okay? They bought, according to the court, what was said in court, at least $300 million worth of real estate. Okay? That property made a lot of real estate agents and numerous lawyers quite wealthy. All right? Put a lot of money in their pockets, I can tell you that. And government got a lot of good VAT out of that, I can tell you. That's $30 million they would have gotten in VAT. Well, it's been 10 for a while. So there's $300 million worth of real estate that this company owns in the Bahamas, mainly on New Providence. You know what they're going to do in order to settle these bankruptcy proceedings? They're going to put that property back up for sale. There's a problem there, though. FTX was reportedly paying up to $1 million an acre for property on Western New Providence. Now, I don't pretend to be a baller living in Albany or buying up land on Blake Road. But Blake Road ain't worth no $1 million for an acre. You're not going to get that back when you put that back up for sale. You probably could sell some of those condos for some good money, but you may not get what you want because it's going to go up for auction most likely. So you have a real risk of property values kind of going down if they're trying to get rid of the property for bargain basement numbers. So that's $300 million. So we don't know what that's going to do to the real estate market out west. Remember how all the real estate agents were like, man, it's hot out here. We can't, it's been like this before. And da, da, da. A lot of that was FTX. Okay. So that's not unusual to you, Minister, at all. That $300 million worth of property is now subject to bankruptcy proceedings, liquidation. The Bahamas, because of this, and we'll talk about this, likely is now holding about $500 million in crypto assets in a secure wallet that only the Securities Commission has access to in the Bahamas. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So our Securities Commission has, I would estimate easily, over $500 million in crypto assets, all right, in their possession, other people's money, in their possession in the Bahamas. All right, that's not a joke. That's not, happens every day. That's a major deal, and that's money that those people in the U.S. and around the world want, and it's money that the people in the Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding are going to come after. They likely can't get it without cooperation, but it's not going to just go away. We should stop reporting on it or following it or talking about it or asking politicians about the impact of it. This impacts in a big, big way. Further, one of the banks, I know the name of the bank, but I'm not going to call it, has, as I understand it, two accounts with about $49 million in cash that belong to FTX. That's frozen now. One of our offshore banks, all right, has $49 million in cash frozen. Is that usual? I must ask, or am I just the rube who thinks that that is noteworthy and important? The government of the Bahamas and SCB, because they can't distinguish it, is now firing shots at the FTX guys in the U.S., even though they said they'd work together, now this. And the FTX guys were firing shots at us in our government. One of the biggest financial scandals of the decade, of this century, is going on And the guys at the head in the United States are talking about the government of the Bahamas doing things that are violating their laws. You're the Minister of Foreign Affairs. You don't think that's noteworthy, that we should pay attention, be confused, or not confused, concerned? You don't, that's normal to you? That's usual to you? All right? The guys in the USA, it's the worst corporate misfeasance that they've ever seen, ever. The United States House of Representatives, let me see if I can say this more slowly. The United States House of Representatives, all right, the lower chamber, is going to hold hearings on this. Congressional hearings about something going on tied to the Bahamas is not normal. It is a major cause for concern, international concern. And you, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, I don't know that downplaying it helps. The United States Senate. So the lower chamber, now the upper chamber, the United States Senate is also going to hold hearings on this. What do you mean that there's nothing unusual about it? You can't gaslight me to tell me that this is not of concern to the Bahamas. Great concern. You think that Bloomberg, who for some reason marched up to the OPM today, but the camera crew demanded to talk to the PM because they're Bloomberg, I guess. Y'all got us confused, right? Vacation is here. People are going, the Daily Mail has somebody apparently spying out at Albany, or they have some spy in Albany taking pictures through the window of Bankman-Fried's condo out there. It's going around the world over and over and over and over and over every day. And we're saying people are taken with it. Word? We're taken with it? What should we do? We should go, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It would be the most negligent thing the news media in the Bahamas has ever done, ever. It wouldn't be the most negligent thing that the news media in the U.S. had ever done by ignoring it, but certainly this would have been the most negligent thing the Bahamian news media would have ever done to have played this story like it's just some run-of-the-mill situation. It is not. It is incredibly serious. All right? Now we're going to hear some Kwesi Thompson after we come back from this break. Remember, who give who money is none of your damn business. Stay tuned.
Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations inside and out.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Insurance agents are the best. For the service we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.A.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
This Thursdays have gone TCL at Alive. Thursday, November 17th and November 24th, you can save big on select TCL devices. Shop early for the holidays and get the best deals on devices starting as low as $19. Alive has doorbuster specials, TCL savings, and more. So stop, drop, and run to your nearest Alive location closest to you. We are Alive. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the season of love.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Join Excalibur Entertainment, YBE Promotions, All-Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sale for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the deal. And more Saturday, December 3rd at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahamas air to the Season of Love concert and stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes, where single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, Everything Local Mobile App, Chef Creole. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll do a couple of text messages. We're going to listen to Kwesi Thompson just because this is just instructive. You know what I mean? Like, you can't flip. You can't. One day he's talking and talking. I'll tell you what he said in the House of Assembly yesterday. And it's more talk. So I hope they got a 14 karat gold USB stick and a bomb proof, waterproof case for that crypto wallet. Yeah. This says they're getting some North Pole elves to help on the road. A village road looked like a tour of Fallujah. That's what it looked like, Fallujah, correct. So I thought Universal Studios was a ride. R.I.P. Yeah, it says, is this from today or yesterday? Today, yesterday. I don't know what am I looking at. Okay, no, this is that's yesterday. That's okay. It says how Clint say that with a straight face. That road is a colossal mess. Last weekend was rainy with single lane traffic over muck. They couldn't work. They could work 24/7 for a month, and that road won't be finished. Looking forward to a great show. Great. It says good day, Juan. Village Road is a mess. And slow traffic after 3 p.m., so I had to switch up my pickup time to 4 p.m. to avoid traffic. I confess I am one of those folks who sped through there multiple times to pick up a friend who works on Village Road. I apologize on behalf of everyone for being stupid. We'll do better. There you go. At least you can acknowledge it. That's growth, right? Juan, you must be the only person in the country that rates BPL. They ain't worth, oh, Lord. That's not a nice thing to say. Says, how did they get them to pay $1 million per acre for land? What were the comparable properties going for? That sounds like the price for a private island. Ain't nobody going to pay no $1 million for acre land out west. I can tell you that. Maybe if we hit them like Life or Key, you know what I mean? Like that type action. But it ain't no $1 million an acre. But they can make $1 million an acre for land on Blake Road. or more? How much was it? What, Jasper? Jasper? I got to go to Jasper Story. This is a million. This says, hi, one. Wow. Can they call for former Bahamian employees to testify at the hearing? You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that a U.S. court can compel someone who's not in the United States. Yep, there we go. Conveyance. Bayside Estates Limited to FTX. $4.5 million. Recording date, March 3rd, 2022. Comprising 4.95 acres on West Bay Street and west of Blake Road. Yep. $4.5 million for 4.95 acres. So that's just under a million. Let me see here. $4.5 million for just under 5 acres of land. Okay. That's $909,090.91 an acre. So $1 million an acre for land on Blake Road. Is there anyone out there who has $1 million for or $4.5 million kicking around for 5 acres, just under 5 acres of land on Blake Road? So they're going to sell that property for whatever they can get it for. Ain't nobody running to go buy, because that's where their headquarters was going. Remember, they're going to be a 60-something million-dollar headquarters. All right. So it's going to probably cause the price of that land to go down significantly. I don't know what it would mean for all the other properties they bought. I could go through it with you. It's obscene, the amount of money. But FTX was a real boon to the economy, too. And that's another reason you can't just say, well, nothing except for the size of it. FTX was putting real money into the economy. They was playing Monopoly money and their hedge fund, but they were putting real money into the economy. The guys from Cocoa Plum spoke to, I forget who it was, the Financial Times or one of these guys, said they were ordering $2,500 lunches. A couple other restaurants I know, they said they were ordering lunch $500, $700 a time. FTX had a service for everybody to go kind of go around, go eat. You know, these geeks don't know how to cook. Talking about Dave Egan. They were easily dropping probably $15,000 a week in restaurants. Right? Their employees. They were, the U.S. courts say they were buying property and it was getting put in some employees' name. Some Bahamians probably got some houses, some property, some cars. I know one of them had 2 Range Rovers and a house in Charlottesville. So that, and these people are now not employed, these Bahamians. You can't sit here and tell me that we're somehow taken with it because we're what, bored? I think most of us who are paying the slightest attention can understand that this is a big, big deal. People who I know who don't even read the paper or listen to the radio news, they're talking about FTX. You could probably go ask someone walking on the side of the street about FTX and they would have at least heard of it. All right? Don't tell me this ain't no big, big deal. Please, let's not do that. We got to go to a break for news. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking to FDX, one of my realtor friends says, "Hi, one, the property's not on Blake Road. Property's on West Bay Street and has unobstructive ocean views. So they think it's worth what they paid for it because there's no more property that size available on that side of town that's available, but it's not on Blake Road." Okay, fair enough. The register says West Bay Street and west of Blake Road. So it's like abutting the property west. It's abutting Blake Road, I guess. It's in the back. It's a property in the back there. It's in the. It's a hilltop property, but the property goes back into west of Blake Road. Not on Blake Road. So you say, okay, we could. I could agree with you. That's fine. No problem. I don't think that they're gonna get for. So my realtor friend, I asked him, "Do you think they'll get that price if they put it back on the market today?" But he hasn't answered me. I'm saying they're not going to get that price if they put that on the market today. There may not be any land left there, but that land was there. And it wasn't being scooped up until FTX came there. Now, he says, definitely developers looking for development properties with ocean views. This one definitely has it. You can definitely sell condos there for $1 million plus. If I could get the financing, I'd definitely bid high to get it. You could probably get 7 to 8 stories approved. And that's my realtor friend says they could probably get that back. Okay. Be interesting. This says, actually another friend of mine who said the property is probably worth that because it's overlooking Orange Hill Beach. And I asked him if they think if they can get that price if they put it on the market now. And my friend who's in banking says no, because the wolves are out. So people will offer 2.5 to 3 million for it. Everything will be via fire sale. Yeah, that's my thought. My other real estate friend says developers are looking for that type of property, but then why wasn't it, developed? Is my question. Let's do some of your text messages. Me, I don't think that there's, because if you talk to the real estate agents who were, some of them who were involved, they were like, hey, it was great while it lasted, you know? It says, and when FTX properties sell, they got right. That's correct. You can pay the government. That's for certain. You sell property. You're going to pay the government. You may not pay back the bank, but you for sure can pay the government. One, the FTX headquarters was supposed to be oceanfront next to Pick That Right. Yes, it is. It abuts Blake Road. So I'm sorry if I'm saying it's on Blake Road. Or it abuts the property west of Blake Road. This says, hold on, when the texts come in, they go back to the top. Juan, shouldn't the Minister of Finance, Chester Cooper, be dealing with this FTX situation to the PM? I don't mean to laugh. It says Chester should be answering these questions publicly. So Chester Cooper is not, never has been the Minister of Finance of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, ever. Chester Cooper used to be the shadow Minister of Finance, which means nothing essentially, except you speak to financial matters when the government, something comes up on a government level or a national level. Chester Cooper's investments and aviation. Now, what I would note about this too, and this is normal, is that a lot of this stuff wasn't going through, looks like the Bahamas Investments Authority. Looks like it was going through the Investments Board, which is in the office of the prime minister. Well, let's be clear. The only reason the Bahamas Investments Authority has powers because the prime minister is so delegated that power from his office. Chester Cooper's not Minister of Finance, never has been. Not Minister of State for Finance, not Minister of Economic Affairs, he's Minister of Tourism. investments and aviation. The investments part, I would say he should speak to if this didn't seem to be going very much through the OPM. This says, how did, this says, one, all the MPs of the House sitting said no to being involved with FTX by the entire media. Former MP Allison Maynard Gibson was the only one who said, I'm here to talk about women, aka no comment, LOL. At this point, we might as well question DJ Khaled because we're the best. I mean, I wouldn't expect Allison Maynard to talk about it because she was, anyway, the one of the lawyers for FTX. Did I hear you, Juan? But Americans are also known for hyperbole. Also, the House Republicans can't wait to hold hearings because they're eager to throw dirt on the Democrats who may have received campaign funding from FTX. That said, I do consider this a serious matter for the country to deal with. Yeah. Say, good afternoon, so I could go take photos of his condo and get paid. Well, first you got to get in Albany. I would suspect that somebody who either lives or works in Albany took those pictures or is on a boat out of Albany. That's my suspicion. This says, I agree we need to be concerned about FTX, but our opposition needs to back our government. Everyone wants this money, but we have jurisdiction in our courts first. This says, how does a leader of a country take the stance of being agnostic? Being diplomatic is one thing, but in order to lead and make decisions, you have to have an opinion. Your view informs your strategy. He said he's agnostic on holding a cryptocurrency wallet, which I don't have a problem with. I mean, I'm covering the cryptocurrency story and I do not have a crypto wallet myself. And I was talking to Jay yesterday. And I said, you know, I heard some of these people got paid in FTT and they would need to go to the bank where FTX had their accounts and they would cash out the FTT. And I was like, I ain't taking no FTT. And he was like, no, I wouldn't take FTT either. I was like, I'm not taking any of it. He's like, man, you tripping. He's like, if someone came to me today with Bitcoin or Ethereum, I'm taking it. Because essentially the FTT was just based on the exchange. You had to mine it or go get it or nothing like that. I ain't taking Bitcoin either. Call me a rube or a boomer or whatever you want. I want regular money, thanks. It says, one should know. I read that. It says, one, according to CoinDesk, the new CEO of FTX says the other 100 plus companies in FTX kept good records, have assets, which means FTX might be salvageable and might have a new buyer. And Pintard need to stop trying to make cheap political points. FTX came here under F&M watch. Now we can talk about that. Give me one more minute. So I'm asking, they artificially inflate the price. And is that legal? Of land? Ain't no artificial. It's whatever the market will pay. Is the price of the land. Ain't no control on it. Because clearly, if I offer you $900,000 an acre, that's what I'm willing to pay. Ain't no illegal about it. If you got a house in Baynetown and someone go, I want this house, and you go, okay, you can have it for $1 million. My clapboard house with a tin roof in Baynetown. Not saying all Baynetown houses are clapboard out of tin roof. I know y'all is beyond the edge of y'all seat looking a virtue signal of how much you're in touch with your inner human and then he's just a day away from disaster. But if you wanted to sell your clapboard house with a tin roof in an impoverished area and you say it's $1 million, if they want to pay $1 million for it, that's what it is. Illegal, don't come into it. It could be worth $25,000. If you're going to pay $1 million for it, you're going to pay. That's capitalism. This says, the good thing is those ex-employees had those cars. Now they can sell them and probably get six figures for them. Well, that's if FTX and the Joint Provisional Liquidators don't have a different view and tell the court that's not their property. So is this overvaluation if these amounts were actually paid? Hopefully it will bring to light how inflated the housing market is locally and be an impetus for steps to be taken to normalize prices, allowing more locals to qualify for decent homes and safe communities. So you're saying the housing market is inflated. So I don't understand how people think that. Now, if you're saying the price of housing is high and home ownership, there's a high barrier to entry, we can agree on that. But the price is the price because that's what people are willing to pay. If nobody were buying these homes, if nobody were paying money for these properties, the amounts that they're paying, then it is what it is. So you're not coming down overall. What the government can do is help more people get into housing. That's what's going to happen. But you're not going to somehow, unless you put price controls on it, which would be senseless, it would be a disaster for attracting foreign development. But you're not going to just control the price of the market by saying the government should look at it and he said the market is what the market is. People are going to pay what they're going to pay. If I'm selling my house and my house is worth $350, if I put it on the market for $700,000 and someone goes, I'll give you $700,000, me and the government will go to war. We'll have an old-fashioned civil war. When the government starts telling me, why do you think the people who are selling the items in the stores were so mad? They're buying, trading, doing business. You can't tell me what I can charge nobody. You know, you do it with those items, but I don't want you in my business at the point you tell me what I can and can't charge. So if my parents leave me some land and I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to have that, you're telling me I got to sell the land at what the government believes the value is? Because you believe the market's overinflated? See, you got to look at the whole system when you're looking at these issues. It ain't just about, can I buy a house? Can I da-da-da-da-da? There's different things that are going on. So if the government comes to me today and goes, hey, man, your parents left you a house, all right, or your uncle left you some property, okay, my property is easily a real estate agent evaluated at, let's say, $500,000. And the government goes, well, you know, there's not enough people with housing, so you can't sell it for what they say it's valued at. You're gonna put it at a price that we believe is affordable to the rest of the people. And again, we'll have not bloodshed, just war. Okay. It says they could implement a capital gains tax and that could level out prices, or they could not implement a capital gains tax and stay out of my pocket as to. You can't tax me in life and then tax me in death. So if your parents or your family bought the property and you paid taxes on it, you got to get taxed because they leave you the property? And they still tax you because you got to pay taxes when you get the lawyers to transfer it for you. When you probate the estate, you're paying taxes. You ain't paying capital gains tax, but I am with that. I am with no capital gains tax. I am with no cap and no price of property. I'm not doing that. Y'all can start doing that. I'll be leaving. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at or visit any of our branches.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases, like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday sale. With select store and van locations opening as early as 6 a.m., purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. You don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It is Juan McCartney. Listen, I can't lie. I don't know if I stay in here, especially if y'all start talking about capital gains tax and estate taxes. But I love y'all. Let me read this for y'all. Y'all ain't nobody like y'all. This says, "Happy Thanksgiving, Juan and COI family. Bahamians, please don't forget to get your Thanksgiving dinners from COI headquarters. $15. Fish, turkey, ham, the works." Go ahead, get your free ad, COI. No problem. That's the only one I do know. This says, "Why has SBF not been arrested as yet and is still chilling behind the gates?" Well, did he violate the law is the question that we need to be asking. The police are investigating to see whether he did. The Securities Commission is saying that FTX was in violation of the DARE Act. So we'll see what happens. This says, "Question, if SBF was able to prove that the money spent came out of his personal finances, would we still be having this conversation?" I mean, the money was spent by FTX. What do you mean, prove his personal finances? The money was spent by FTX. One, intrinsic value can't be regulated by government. In California, they have bidding wars and can pay 20% over asking prices for property. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm like pretty libertarian on this tax issue. But when you start freaking yourself out about capital gains and estate tax and all this, you starting to have people lose the appetite to really do business in your jurisdiction. Because I ain't trying to give you none of no capital gains I got. You already, I'm willing to pay some income tax. I'm willing to pay no capital gains tax. I'm not willing to pay no estate tax. And you're going to drive a lot of people out of this country who have money when you start talking that talk. For you to do what? Go negotiate union contracts with my capital gains? No thanks. This is the quality for the product is not reflected accurately in the prices. Shoddy workmanship, lack of insulation, etc. But the prices do not reflect that. See, anyway, let me. I can start running on about this, but I don't. This level of government. This what y'all want to do again? Like I say, if you want to do socialism, go full socialist. Right? We got a little dab of socialism here, right? Anything else? Perhaps secular humanism. But this notion that the state gotta catch a piece of everything you do forever, even when you die, I don't believe in that. All right. So you buy property, you're gonna pay VAT on it. It was stamp tax, now it's VAT. If it's owner occupied, you're gonna pay real property tax if it's over $250,000. And in fact, I believe the threshold used to be lower. Just the notion that you get some sort of first homeowner's exemption, that's relatively new. You're going to pay real property tax forever, unless you're like some of these wealthy people around here who just ain't checking. You're going to pay real property tax until you die, unless you get an exemption when you hit retirement age. All right. And this SBF didn't violate the DARE Act, FTX did. I didn't mean to violate the DARE Act. I'm saying the SCB says FTX is in violation of the DARE Act, and that's why they placed it into liquidation. Now, if something got it into violation of the DARE Act, that is remains to be seen. And I think he did. Yeah, so I don't believe in this tax thing, but that's a different show. It says, one, FTX was spending big money here from 2020. So plenty of landowners, real estate agents, lawyers, et cetera, got big money. FTX even bought one of Sabath's buildings. They did not come here begging for crown land or favors. Pinto needs to stop trying to score cheap political points because it might blow up in their face. The PLP met them here. I mean, look, all this, who was in Satan, a.k.a. FTX, yada, yada. This is a two-week-old discussion. For the past 2 years, FTX been pouring money into the economy, creating jobs, right? Driving up the value of real estate in Western New Providence. So this notion now that there should have been this arms length, you know, giving money to charities, helping the singing bishop, you know, and others like this, given, I think, what's she named, Pia Gloverell, said she got some laptops from them. I'm taking a laptop. If FTX is a legitimate corporate citizen licensed by the government, they spent, I'm taking the laptop. I'm taking the money. I'm taking the help. We need help. You want to buy 1,000 South tickets? Come on. Let's do it. You want to grant me a building, some land, FTX? Let's do it. You know, now they're covered in shame, but when they was covering you in money, ain't nobody had no problem. Now it's let's scrutinize whatever. But stop the pump faking and the cloud chasing. Like you really was always like, well, we ain't fooling with FTS, and I can show you why. So let's play Arlington or Wally, whoever's there. Play Kwesi Thompson for me. This was during the amendment to the DARE Act debate in May. This is Kwesi Thompson, the former Minister of State for Finance, all right, speaking about FTX in May. And then I'll tell you what he said.
of 2021. Here is what Sam Bankman-Fried, who is the CEO of FTX, said in addressing the groundbreaking of the company's West Bay Street headquarters, noted that after undertaking an extensive search, the Bahamas ultimately proved to be the top-ranking jurisdiction in all the metrics the company was looking for to put down its roots. He went on to say, the search came down to roughly 7 jurisdictions that had not been crossed off their list. He noted regulatory framework, the digital assets registered exchanges legislation, also known as the DARE Act, was key in attracting the company to the Bahamas. So, Madam Speaker, we have to support this. We have to support the continuation of this initiative. It was our initiative. It was, the vision was laid out in 2018, where we went to the world and said to the world that we want to be a player in this space. It was then put together by the Securities Commission. The regulatory regime was put together by the Securities Commission in 2020. We didn't see the fruits of the regulation in 2021, where we have the second largest digital exchange company in the world who decided that as a result of your regulatory framework, we will set up base in the Bahamas. I am also advised that there are a number of other major, major, major players on the level of FTX who are in the process of applying through the Securities Commission to do a similar thing, to have their headquarters set up here in the Bahamas. So, Madam Speaker, again, we have to support this. We are therefore pleased to see the fruits of the Free National Movement have resulted in FTX moving to the Bahamas. Pleased to see the other wonderful results. My only, and I say this selfishly, my only regret is that we were unable to get FTX to set up shop in Freeport or set up shop in Grand Bahama, as opposed to doing it in New Providence. But maybe next time, when the other companies come, member for West Grand Bahama, that you can influence them to come to Grand Bahama and set up shop in Grand Bahama. It is also good to see the government continuing the vision of the Free National Movement. Companies like FTX are game changers for the Bahamas. In fact, we saw in the just in the paper this morning, in the business section this morning, where it says investment company X's arrival to establish is to establishment of Atlantis. In essence, FTX is to the Bahamian fintech industry and Bahamian technology industry what Atlantis is for tourism. And we know what Atlantis means for tourism in the Bahamas. And FTX's arrival here in the Bahamas is like what Atlantis is for tourism. But what next, Madam Speaker? We cannot just sit back and let...
All right, so that's Kwesi Thompson, the former Minister of State for Finance, in the House of Assembly in May, okay, at the during the digital assets and registered exchanges amendments debate, saying that, let me make sure I quote him properly now, saying that Companies like FTX are game changers for the Bahamas, saying that FTX is to the technology sector what, or the fintech sector, what Atlantis was to tourism. Okay? My only regret, he said, is that we were not able to get FTX to set up shop in Grand Bahama. He said, where the country is now bearing the fruits of the FNM's labor and vision. Okay? Here's what Kwesi Thompson had to say yesterday in the House of Assembly. I'm going to read it for you. He said, Madam Speaker, the world continues to watch in amazement, stunning and spectacular fall of FTX, causing many in the financial area stress and anxiety as we talk about mental health. While the Bahamas Securities Commission investigation and bankruptcy is proceeding, I will not make reference to FTX's specific situation. The White House, Bloomberg, Forbes, Financial Times, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, really everyone is talking about this fall, but more importantly, they're all talking about the Bahamas. All of them are in the Bahamas, even the S&P. In their most recent report on the Bahamas, released yesterday, Tuesday, stated the Bahamas has a sizable financial sector. The local economy benefited from the activities of a digital exchange over the past year, but this sector may face setbacks as FTX, a digital asset exchange headquartered in the Bahamas, recently filed for bankruptcy. So he had much to say about FTX in the House of Assembly yesterday, but in May, FTX was in the Bahamas as a result of the FNM. It is clear that FTX has been in came to the Bahamas when the FNM was in power, started investment in the Bahamas, okay, in at least, as far as we can tell, December of 2020. So all this back and rah, yeah, 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 rah, rah, rah. Now, just really don't know. Mitchell saying, oh, it's nothing unusual, really, except the size of it. And that it's none of your damn business who gives the PLP money. And all this, oh, everyone's watching this spectacular fall. But in May, it was you who brought them here, right? So forgive me if I don't take as seriously some of you, this political posturing I see over this. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. The credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
It's
Jesus.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Join Excalibur Entertainment, YBE Promotions, All-Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sair for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the beer. And more. Saturday, December 3rd at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahamas air to the Season of Love concert. And stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes. Where single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at Breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, everything local mobile app, Chef Creole. Be there.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf.
No milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. This is Juan. We could use estate tax in the Bahamas. I'm not with it. I'm so sorry. I'm not with it. I'm not. All right, and I know there are people who get a lot of money passed on to them when their next of kin or their parents die. But I don't believe in it. I'm sorry, I don't believe on. And you can even make the argument that, well, that money wasn't really taxed, which I don't buy, but. You could make that argument, but to me, just system-wide, I'm like, you're here taxing us during life, and now in death, you got to pay taxes too. What else are we gonna do? This says, Juan, what is war without bloodshed? You can imagine watching a war movie without bloodshed. Well, we had a bloodless revolution in this country. Says Juan, FTX is spending big money here from 2020. No, I think I read that. This says if the other properties are going for comparable prices, it's fine. But if you're selling a property for three times what properties around it are going for, that looks suspect to me, especially if the money coming from shareholder deposits, fraud, possibly money laundering, not at all. I could talk about this case in general. What they appeared to be engaged in is fraud. And money laundering, technically, if you look at the textbook definition of it, that doesn't mean we sanctioned it, all right? But they look to have been engaged in fraud and money laundering. This is great show as usual. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell them people who's selling food. If you're turkey dry, ask for my money back. This is back to FTX. FTX was audited by an accounting firm that is the first to open a headquarters in the metaverse, not a branch of the headquarters, if inland revenue was silent. Juan, how much Allison Maynard was paid? I don't know how much she was paid. says, careful, let's not assume that because someone gives to the church, they're good for us on balance. Drug dealers do that, and I mean the real killers. Yeah, but I mean, someone in a big, huge cryptocurrency exchange is a different thing. This says, by the way, Kwesi don't know nothing about technology, so don't listen to him as no expert. Right down the rabbit hole of Von Miller in there. Von Miller was talking about like garbage collection on New Providence. I might as well brief you. It's fallen off dramatically, Von Miller. If that's kind of your pocket there, you could step it up. My trash gets picked up once a week. It used to be twice a week. When Impact was doing Impact Waste, like clockwork, twice a week. This is LOL at Kwesi. From game changer to stress and anxiety. I tell you, don't follow him. Says, one, for the U.S. media in our country, they need to know that the Bahamas is also the victim of an American businessman who took advantage of our hospitality. Yeah, I mean, I get what I do think there's the U.S. media can engage in hyperbole, certainly, and run out. But it's a fascinating story. And so I get it. I won't be speaking to them, but I get it. It's a very fascinating story. This guy who was high influence with politicians, with charities, with business people on the internet to try to frame himself as this altruistic billionaire who was amassing money to just give it all away. He was the darling of the crypto world. His father's a celebrated law professor. You know, he's got a deep political ties. He gave all sorts of money to Joe Biden. He's this unassuming guy that doesn't iron his clothes and wears sneakers, who says he's a vegan now, and he's amassed all this money, all right, and now lives in an enclave in the Bahamas with the uber wealthy. And now a million people are on the hook. It's just a fascinating story, you know? So I get it. This says, Juan Albanese getting millions of dollars of free global publicity because of FTX. Juan, I don't know, some foreign press trying to say the Bahamas stole the FTX coins. Our exchange should have come out first and told the world they got it under the court order and keep it for safekeeping. Well, I don't have time to get into what the exchange said, but I did. We spent so much time raging against the machine on taxation. But yeah, they should have explained it a bit better at the outset, that they came out and said, it's really, I think someone in there said, look, we have to protect our reputation. Now, it seems a bit aggressive after they were in court in Chapter 11 in Delaware going, you know, we're good now. No problems, you know, but we can't just let that ride because everybody's painting this narrative that we stole some money. It says, blessings, McCartney, things are already rough as it is. We don't need no darn capital gains tax. Neither do we need income tax on folks earning less than six figures. Six figures. Oof. This is not America. People like Robert Gardner and numerous others with their extreme American base, socialist, semi-liberalist thinking, go back to America, go live there. We have enough tax as it is in the Bahamas. Don't tax us in both life and death. Yeah, I'm opposed to that. I'm opposed to, if I work all my life and pay my taxes and all my other stuff, yada, 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 and I amass some coins for myself through no real help from you, right? I paid my taxes. Okay, you did the bare minimum. You kept the lights on most of the time. You kept the roads. Well, let's not talk about roads. Okay, I didn't. There was some assistance by the government. But to think that after I've paid taxes in life, I amassed my little bag and I want to give that to my children, but you got to come get yours first. I don't like that. You already do it with everything else. All right. You can't transact business in this country hardly without the government getting their piece. So I don't support no estate tax or no capital gains tax. So if I get a windfall, right? Sebas cut me in, right? We make a little deal and he sells his company and I get my little $20 million. You got to get paid too. Because know this, the guy, when he paid $8 million for Sebas companies, oh, the government got paid right along with Sebas. It says, whose fault is it? We wait until after someone took millions, steal millions from the wallet to freeze accounts in another 2 weeks to give a statement. Well, that would be on them. But here's what I think. I think that what I'm told is it had to have been someone who worked at the company that had backdoor access to get that money out when they talk about the hack. Because I said, okay, so how do you... And I may be dumb, so someone who knows better can certainly let me know via text, right? So the whole concept of cryptocurrency blockchain is that it can't be hacked, not by any normal means. The whole point of encryption and all this other stuff is that it's impenetrable. So someone had to have, someone who had access had technology that previously could not be hacked, now can be hacked as soon as the company goes into bankruptcy? That seems strange to me, but again, maybe I just don't know enough. They said it's not really a complex thing what they did. Only two banks have to be involved, the Bank in America where clients deposited funds, which was Silvergate, and the bank over here in the Bahamas. No one could see or detect that something was afoot. The money and they moved it to the Bahamas and other places to purchase real estate and give out to charities. He will find it very tough to avoid jail time. Yeah. What they appear to have been engaged in looks like the definition of fraud and the definition of money laundering. And I don't have a problem saying that. We got to get out of here. Ken Neek's going to be with you tomorrow. I believe she's going to be talking about divorce. To my American friends and family, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy. And Lord willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, Bahamas.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Dairy Queen, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Bronze Electric Motors, Season of Love, and Wendy's.